Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Oh, he's good, isn't he? He is so good. We want to talk to you today. Let's read this together again. We are... Say it again.
We are Father's.
That's who we are. God's made us in such a way that he wants us to be able to love him with everything about us. And in the process of loving him, we will love people. And in the process of loving people, we will make a difference. Differences have been made through you by him so many times, and he's going to do it so many more. Amen. But I want to talk to you about, is God worthy of our praise? Of course he is. Do we know how to praise him? We're going to be talking about the blessings of our praise. We talked last week about praise is a sign of you seeking God in Psalm 22:26. Praise makes God known in Psalm 76:1-2. We're not going to go through that. We did last week. Praise is a vehicle of communication from one generation to another, which is extremely important. You want to communicate God to another generation, this is one of the vehicles that you use is praise. Your praise gives a pathway for the next generation to be able to walk on. Okay? Understanding praise. Praise shall go up first before the battle. That's when they sent out all the praisers, all the people that were praising God. Here's the big battle. So one of the first things that we need to do if we're going through a struggle is what? Go forth in praise. It's an element of our trust, and it's a manifestation that we do trust him. It's a revealing of our trust. The next thing is praise is God's way of ambush and routing the enemy. How many of you want your enemy routed? By the way, your enemy is not flesh and blood, so don't be thinking about a person. Think about this thing, that whatever it is that's giving you difficulties and what's standing against you in the valley saying, you will not take this valley. You will not take what I know belongs to you. You won't have it. That's what the enemy says. You know, but God says he'll rout the enemy. He'll ambush him because of praise. Everybody say, because of praise. He will ambush the enemy. I want my enemies to be ambushed, don't you? I mean, I want them. They won't see it coming. Amen. All right, let's look at this next thing. Praising God changes you, not God. It changes you. God's the same all the time. But praise begins to change who you are. There's a passage over in Proverbs 27. It says this, as a refining pot for silver and a furnace for gold, gold needs to be purified by heat, and so does silver by the pressure of heat. He said, so is a man to his praise. So it changes who you are. It purifies who you are. And we need to understand that praise is a part of our weapons of warfare that Paul talks about. It's one of the weapons that we have as a warfare that is able to pull down strongholds and to demolish things. And it's a test. It's a test of man to be able to do that. I want us to all read this together. Will you do this? I'll start it off. You are a chosen generation. Say, that's who I am. Say it again, that's who I am. This is who I am. He said, this is Peter talking. He said, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and... another translation says a peculiar people. You know, we try to make that peculiar mean, well, we just act funny, you know. But actually what it means is that we're his own special people. In other words, we are very special to God because we're his people. And he says, we're all that so that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Say amen. Now, the reason he says you're chosen, you're royal, and you're holy, and you're special is because he wants you, because you're all that, he wants you to proclaim his praises. You know, this is what this thing's all about. Do we know how to praise God? Do we really know how to praise Him? The actions of praise is singing, shouting, joyful noise, instruments, laughing, thanksgiving, standing, kneeling, bowing, dancing, clapping of hands, uplifting of hands. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? But if you read this passage, you begin to understand. By the way, all I read is biblical. Every bit of it's biblical. That's the reason we need to learn how. That's the reason the very first question, is God worthy of praise? Of course He is. But do we really know how? Do we really know how in a biblical way? And that's what we're trying to release today is a greater understanding. Some of you already know, but it's a greater understanding of how to praise Him and how to release praise to Him. But it's an act of intentionality. You have to do this intentionally. Everybody say intentionally. On purpose. Say it loud. On purpose. Say it louder. So you have to do it on purpose. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Now, that doesn't leave anything out. With all of my heart, I will praise you with all of my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. The very next verse says, my enemies turn back. I will be glad, and I will sing praise. My enemies will turn back. They can't stand the praise. The demonic, the demons, the darkness cannot. That's part of your light. That's right. The demonic, the demons, the darkness cannot stand the praise. It has to flee. Why? The light is coming forth. And this is a matter of I will. Not I might, I may. If I feel good today, I might. If I think, no. This thing is intentional. Watch this. I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart. With all my heart. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish when you appear. Start praising God and He shows up. But you don't know how bad it is. But I know how good He is. And what I can't do, He can do. Matter of fact, He's already won the victory. He's just wanting us to grab hold of it. Right? So this thing has to be intentional. This thing has to, you have to understand that we will set the enemy at bay with our praise. We'll learn a little bit more about that in just a moment. So we look at this thing about the seven Hebrew words of praise. And who does not have one of these? Raise your hand. You do not have in your possession right now one of these Bible markers. Keep your hand up. Ushers, please make sure. Quickly, get them and get them to them now. I don't want to wait till later. I want to make sure everybody gets one. So all the ushers, help out so we can speed this process up just a little bit. Everybody needs this. Everybody. Say, everybody. 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 Praise the Lord. Everybody, 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 praise the Lord. All right, so make sure you get one of these because we're going to continue. Keep your hand up. I want you to know this. All right, so here we go with the Hebrews word. Every time you see praise, we need to understand what word it's going to be used. What word of praise is he using? So we need to know those, right? If you really want to know how to praise God, you really know the depth of the words that he's talking about. Amen. Amen. So here we go. The first one is yada, and the number beside it is the Strong's number that is given to it. You can look it up by the number if you care to. It's yada. Everybody say yada. Tada. And that's not ta-da. That's tada. Not ta-da. I got a joke about ta-da, but I better not tell it. I mean, it's a clean joke, but I don't have the time. Anyway. I better hush. Everybody say Shabbat. Matter of fact, say Shabbat this way. Shabbat! That means to shout. We'll get there, okay? Shabbat. So the next word for praise is halal. Say halal. Not hello, halal. Halal. And the next one is barak. Barak. The next one is tehillah. Not tequila. Tehillah. Everybody say tehillah. Tehillah. And here's the one that is Zamar. Zamar. So if you do not know where these things are used, you will not know which word for praise he's talking about. Now, also at the end of the service, I have this right here. You've got these. Everybody have these now? Okay. All at the end of the service, you'll have this these sheets back at the information center, and it will list all of these words under each. It like tada is all of these words right here. All of these passages. So if you run across a passage, keep this nearby, and it'll tell you which praise word he's talking about using. Listen, that's the reason I know that sometimes we don't know how to praise him, because we think praise is this: praise the Lord. Okay. All right, so let's move right along. Yada, to lift up the hands, to be thankful, an attitude of love toward God for what he's done. Do you know that this will fight depression? It will fight depression. Let me hold on a second. Before I get started, I'm already started. But I remembered this vaguely from years ago, but when I reconnected to it, it jolted my being. Back in June of 2000, scientists discovered that in the DNA of man, not man or woman, of mankind, in the DNA of mankind, when it is dissected and when it is looked at in a way of, and it's dissected, I don't know what all they do with that, that there are four elements to our DNA. Four elements. Now, it's got a lot of things, but four elements of DNA. And those four, listen. Everybody listening? Raise your hand if you're listening. God, I didn't see that hand, but I just go right on. But no. Listen, the four elements, when it is dissected, you know what they saw? Hebrew letters. Boy, I tell you, that'll have to sink into you. Hebrew letters. And the four elements, you know what it spelled? Yahweh. Many, many of the letters put together, many, many times, as they dissected a DNA, and many, many times in that DNA, they saw, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let us create man in our image. Every human being has got the image of God inside them. God, Moses asked God, who am I supposed to tell that's sending me? He said, I am. You know, I am is Yahweh. That's who, Yahweh. Every human being has God's name written in them, in their makeup. I have to soak that in me. That's when I begin to see in the psalmist, I begin to see Selah. You know what that means? Pause. Slow down. Think about this before you move on. I mean, I do remember it vaguely, and it happened in 2000. I do remember it vaguely, but when I read it again, and I'm like, gosh, that's the reason he said, let us make man in our image. And that is what he did. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence. No, every human being has got the image of God, Yahweh, written in their makeup. There's 22 amino acids in the DNA of our bodies, and there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. I can get into this. Why? Science is saying, look here. Oh, my goodness. You know, I could say amen and go home and say, you know, God, you are worthy. Okay. Yada means to what? Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Come on. Yada. What does that mean? It means I'm going to lift my hands to be what? To be thankful. In our worship, the reason we do this is we're thanking God. We're praising God. Said, thank you, Lord. We sing songs and I'm saying, thank you, God, for that. Talk about salvation. Thank you, God, for that. Why? That's how we praise God. You want to know how to praise God? This is how you do it. Why? This is yada. To yada the Lord. To yada. There's a passage that says in Proverbs 42, says, as a deer, how does it help depression? As a deer pants for the water brooks. So my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. Listen to this. My tears have been my food day and night. While they say to me all day long, where's your God now? Where's your God? These things I remember and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along all the throne and lead them in the progression of the house of God with the voice of joy and praise and ta-da, with the voice of ta-da, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? You hear that? Why are you in despair? Talking to himself. This is David talking to himself. Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why am I in despair? Hope in God, for I will yet ta-da him again. For I will yet praise him. I will yet ta-da. What does it mean? It means to ta-da, to be thankful, to have an attitude of love. Here's a picture of despair. Here's a picture of loneliness. Here's a picture of hunger. Here's a picture of desperation. And what does God say do? Praise him. Praise him. Speaking to the soul. Hey, I'm not going to let this take me. Why? I will lift up my hands. Because it talks about in other passages, I will do this in the congregation. Yes. I will do this before God's people. I will yada. Yes. I will say, thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, God. I will release my thanksgiving to you in lifting up my hands and speaking it with my mouth and telling whomever it is, thank you, God. Are you going through a difficult time, aren't you? Yes, I am. Thank you, God. He's with me all the way. It helps fight the depression that wants to overtake you. I didn't say that. This is the Bible. We have to pray. That's the reason I said, do we really think God's worthy? Is he worthy of this? Well, no, you know, we're in public. Yeah, with all my heart. Oh, no, ta-da. That's the reason in here when you see people raising that. I don't know which one they're doing because there's another word about it. He is yadan. Somebody asked me, says, is that Yoda? And I said, no, that's not Yoda. That's yada. Yada. Everybody say, yada. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. What have you got? Has anybody in here got anything to be thankful to God for? Yada. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, thank you, God. We will be singing. We will be singing songs, and we'll sing the things that stirs your heart, and it stirs up a yada that's in you. That it doesn't matter who's looking, doesn't matter who's watching, it doesn't matter what form you're in. He's worthy of your praise. It's better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's the reason you saw one of your elders, Lee Moss, get stirred up inside his spirit, and he begins to go over and he does this number. So, hey, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Some people say, man, what's wrong with him? No, he's something stirring inside him that he knows God by the power of the Holy Spirit is leading us, and I could tell the difference when he did it. Could you? Could you? Somebody would know he's out of order. No, he's one of the elders. Okay. I'm fighting depression. How about you? Somebody said, well, Pastor, you ever get depressed? Sure. Depression. Listen, depression comes to everybody. It knocks on the door for everybody's heart. It knocks on the door of every soul. All it wanting to do is get you to enter into that, whatever it is that the Satan, the darkness wants you to get you to enter into. But you just said, I got something for you. Yada, I thank God that I'm alive. I thank God that I'm healed. I thank God that I'm whole. I thank God that I'm living. I thank God that I have a wife. I thank God that I have a son. I thank God that I have a car. I thank God that I have this. But you still there? Pastor, you getting riled up? I know it, but it's okay. Toda. Everybody say, toda. It means to extend the hands. But watch this. It means to extend the hands in agreement. I'm in agreement with you. Hey, God says, I am your redeemer. I'm in agreement with you. I agree with you. You know, when you're at the courthouse, you do this number. Watch this. You go. You know what you're saying? You know what this is? I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. Sometimes when we just lift up one hand, you say, I'm in agreement with that. I'm saying the same thing as God is saying about that. I agree with you. Somebody will say something, all of a sudden you see somebody's hand back there. Just do that number. What does that mean? They're in agreement. And it's a praise to God. I'm in agreement with that, God. How you do you think he's worthy of our praise? Yeah, you know, I'm in agreement with that. So I'm in agreement. I extend the hands and to say the same things. And, well, what about if it's real hard to do that? That means you give it as a sacrifice. Do y'all understand that people come to the altar without it ever being an altar? Why is that? They just come up front. Well, how do you know that? At an altar, something dies. If something don't die, you didn't go to the altar. You went and stood around somewhere. Something's got to die in order for something to live. I'm in agreement with that. Y'all, that's a praise to God. God, I'm in agreement with that. You don't make an altar over here as a showpiece. There's something that had to give up his life at an altar. I was reading, Paul said, I'd die every day. What does it mean? He went to the altar every day for something to die. Why? That he might live to the fullness of what God wanted him to live. Oh, to glorify God, to give thanksgiving. Once again, it's told us to give thanksgiving for what he's going to do. Yeah. The other one was what he has done. This one is for what he's going to do. Yeah. Boy, I really need help this week. Praise God. Why? I'm in agreement with him helping me. I'm in agreement with him helping me. I really need something to happen in my job. I need to have something to happen in my family, in my home, in my church. I'm in agreement. I'm thanking God for what He's going to do. That's praise. Amen. That's the reason we just don't come and just sit down and just sing songs. Why? It's not biblical. We can do it. But if we're really going to praise Him, we're going to be doing some of this and some of this. In agreement with Him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, when Lee said, everybody lift your hand, what was he encouraging everybody to do? Yada a little bit. Get this yada thing going. I didn't tell him what was going to speak about, but the Spirit did, I guess. All right, you ready? Ta-da. Be in agreement with God. You won't go wrong. You know, this thing with the ta-da, it's in there 32 times. Yada's in there 114 times. Listen. Whoso offereth ta-da glorifies me. Whoso offers praise that's in agreement with me, you glorify me. You want to glorify? Say, I really want to glorify God. Here it is. This is one of the ways to glorify Him. No, I don't want to do it that way. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So I like practicing the Bible, don't you? Be able to do what He says and not just hear what He says and don't do it. Because everything we build, if we do it that way, everything we build, when the storm comes, it's gone. But if we do what He says when the storm comes, whatever we've built on doing what God said, it will be there. It won't be shaken. Psalm 50:23, it magnifies God. Psalm 69, verse 30, I will praise, that's a halal. I will praise the name of God with song and shall magnify Him with thanksgiving. Toda. I will magnify Him again by just being in agreement with Him and extending my hand. Here's another thing about agreement. I mean, you know, watch this. I'm in agreement on this thing of extending the hand. Watch this. You know what that is? That's an agreement. Used to, that's on the contract you needed. It still is with some people. Well, how you know you'll do it? He shook on it. Why? The integrity of the person told it. That's a tada. I'm in agreement with that. Okay, you ready? You ready for this third one? Shabbak. Everybody say Shabbak. That's a shout. Well, we can't do that in church. That's our problem. That's one of our problems. We can't shout. Why? Well, it's uncivilized. Well, don't go to heaven. Because there's going to be a bunch of it there. If you already got your reservations in heaven, turn them in. There's going to be some shouting. I'm going to be one of them. It means to shout, to address God with a loud voice, not to. Yeah. I like what Doug said. He said, you know, I was like this, you know. Yeah. I was like this, and you like this, and then you get half mass. You know, then you get a little bit higher, and the next thing you know, you just full mass. Why? You don't care anymore. Why? Fear of man is leaving you. The praise of God is overwhelming you. The fear of man is leaving you. Who cares what they say? It's for Him anyway. Well, I didn't like all the hand raising. Well, we didn't do it for you. We really didn't. We do it for Him. That's the reason all this stuff has got to be shaken to the place that what God says in the Bible is what we really need to do. To address, to steal, to trumpet. No, I mean, play the trumpet. I mean, that's pretty loud. To trumpet, be a trumpet for God. Right? For what He has done. This is Shabbak. We are to shout. And that's the reason sometimes when I have to ask you to shout, we're asking you to shabak. You're asking to lift your voice high to God. And it is used during other times of desperation. Psalm 63, verse 1 through 3 says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, to see the power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because of thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall shabak thee. When you think of God's loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. What does he say do? Shabak. Shout. Release it. Shout. It is an indication of being strengthened by the Lord. Praise the Lord. It means to shabak the Lord. Yell out. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Pastor? Do you know what that's going to sound like? Yeah. And I'm fine with it. Why? The problem is we try to make the church so sanitized. But as a matter of fact, we try to make the church politically correct, that it doesn't upset people. It doesn't bother people. Some may say, well, Pastor, we really want people to come. We really want people to come in. One person told me that a few years ago, Pastor, we really want people to come, so some of this is not going to be inviting to people. I said, so you're suggesting deceive them, hoodwink them to get them in, and then do this when we know that they'll be okay. Is that what you want to do? No, I don't want that. And I said, well, let's just be who we are. Let's praise him unhindered, unfettered. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. Let's shabak him. When it's time for the shout, give him a shout. Shabak, O Lord. Oh, shabak the Lord, O Jerusalem. And praise him. That's halal, thy God. Save us, O God. Save us, O Lord. Gather us from among the heathen, and we will give thanks. We will yada unto your holy name, and we will triumph in your halal, and we will shout. Let me ask you this. How many of you has God saved? That was a great time to shabak. Yeah. All right, let's go. You ready for the next one? To be the trumpet. You know, I enjoyed the flute. I really did. The flute was beautiful. I guess it's a flute. Right? Is that what it was? Yes? See, a lucky guess. But see, that's not a trumpet. Right? It's a flute, not a trumpet. It's beautiful, but it's not a trumpet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know. Sometimes we put our praise on Prozac. Let's down this thing just a little bit. Let's calm her down just a little. Calm her down just a little bit. See, God doesn't want that. God wants the fullness of who you are to be expressed to who he is. Shabak. Halal. Oh, this one will get you going. To rave, to boast, to dance. To celebrate. To act madly. I had Dr. Webb to tell me that one time. He said, "Are you mad?" He saw me acting in a very peculiar way, and he said, "Are you mad?" I said, "No, I'm just praising God." He said, "It doesn't look that way." And I said, "I ain't doing it for you. I'm doing it for him." To be clamorously foolish before God. I know this will get you. This will hurt. This one hurts. I mean, it really does. Clamorously foolish. That word clamorously means to be strongly expressed. Foolish means to look ridiculous. I'll tell you one of them that happened. Paul and Silas in the dungeon, in fetters, chains. What happens? Long about midnight, they prayed, and then they started halawing. They started raving. They started celebrating God. Now, what do you think? And the Bible says, and the other prisoners were watching and listening. You hear this? Do they realize it's over tomorrow? Do they realize that we're in the dark dungeon? Do they realize we're in behind bars? Do they realize we're in chains? They started hallowing. They started to, why? They started acting like they was mad. To the other people, it was like, these people have lost their mind. These people are acting very foolish. They're prisoners, and yet they're singing praises to their God. They began to shine. They began to celebrate. To radiate means to spread energy and display hope. I want to radiate, don't you? To spread energy and display hope. When somebody walks around you, do you spread energy and display hope? Is your hope on display? Even though you just went through one of the hardest things the last hour or 2 hours or yesterday, do you radiate? Do you halal the Lord? Do you praise your God in that way? That's what it means to halal.
You can't just say that. You cannot just say that. Come on.
That's all I got to say about that. Freedom. Freedom, not religion. That's the reason the song that we sing, there's coming a day when religion finally dies. He's talking about religion that binds you up. Not the true religion that the Bible talks about. Talking about the religious spirit that binds you up, says you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, there's coming a day when that's gone. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen. Pastor John, you may as well hush over there now. See, this thing about halal is just like, I'm going to radiate, I'm going to shine. That's not all it means. Part two of halal is this, to stultify. That's a good word. You don't hear it often. To stultify, to cause to lose enthusiasm, to cause to lose interest, to make ineffective and to hinder. To whom do you do that to? The enemy. You want to hinder the enemy's progress in your life? You want to make what he does ineffective? Start halawing God. Right in the middle of the desert, right in the middle of the dungeon, right in the middle of midnight, start singing praises to God and start halawing. And the Bible says this, when it happened in Paul's days, that when they halawed God, that the earth began to shake. The prison doors began to open. Everybody likes that part, but we don't like to act foolishly. By the way, it comes together. The Bible even says that the chains, the fetters, fell off of them. Heard a man preach a long time ago. I mean a long time ago. I was in the Free Will Baptist, and I heard him preach. He said, Elvis Presley sang about the jailhouse rock, but it was God who done it. Well, I told the joke anyway, didn't I? Cause him to lose enthusiasm. Cause him to lose interest in pestering you. Jesus did that. That's the reason the Bible said, and he left him for another opportune season. Why? He'd had enough of Jesus' praises. Boy, I love the Bible. Oh, I love it. Okay, let's see if we can get through this. To barak, to kneel, to bow, to bless, to salute, to honor, to give attention to. To trust with expectancy, to give place to God. Oh, man. Blessed be God who does not turn away from my prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will bless God in the congregation. We will bless him. That's part of our praise, to bless him, to salute, to give honor, to give attention to. Open the door for your wife. You know what that is? That is a barak. That is to give attention to take notice, to give place to. Oh, I bless you. Bless his heart. You with me? Bless his heart. Southern thing. Oh, bless it. You know, it's so unqualifying to God to use that word bless when we do that. To bless him, to give him place, to trust him with expectancy. I bless your holy name. What is it? What am I saying? I bless your holy name. Why do you bless his name? Because I trust you with expectation. I bow down. When you bow down, you're baraking the Lord. You're blessing the Lord when you bow down. When you kneel, when you get down on your knees, you bow down, you're baraking the Lord. You're blessing the Lord, giving honor. To give attention to. You know, we don't give enough attention sometimes. Okay, you ready? Tehillah. Spontaneous song of the Spirit, to lift up from the Spirit, to boast publicly, and this is where God dwells. I'm leaving out a lot. You're gonna find a lot in these things that you pick up. The Tehillah of God. My God, thou, why hast thou forsaken me? You remember that? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Thou art so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You remember who said that? Jesus said that. But it's in the psalm. It was a prophecy. Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, and thou hearest not. And in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the Tehillah of his people. The Bible says that he inhabits, he lives in the spontaneousness of life, of singing, of lifting up a song. That's the reason toward the end of this session of praise and worship in the music part, they gave this and he said, sing a new song. He said, what he's inviting everybody to do is to Tehillah. To sing the spontaneity of your heart, to make up your own words from your heart and sing out. This is the song of the Spirit that you want to sing to God. And to boast publicly, to not be ashamed, but to boast publicly of it. It means to be able to invite the very manifestation of God in the Tehillah. We want to see your presence manifested. We know you're here, but we want to tangibly see what you do. What does it mean? That's what it means to say, praise the Lord. And then Tehillah, there's 57 times that it's used in the Bible. It tells you, he said, when they began to sing, that's over in 2 Chronicles, when they began to sing and to praise God, to Tehillah, Lord, in the midst of all of their opposition that is coming to them, that they're going into the valley, in the midst of being outnumbered 3-1, in the midst of all of that, they lift up a spontaneous song out of their own heart. Hallelujah, Lord. I love you with all my heart. You are worthy of all my praise. And just begin to sing by your own note, your own tune, your own words that's coming out of your heart. He says, in the midst of that, in the midst of doing that, the Lord will set the ambushes of the enemy. It is the Tehillah praise that sets the ambushes and routs the enemy. That's the reason we need to know. I will rock the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his Tehillah, watch this, his Tehillah shall continually be in my mouth. A spontaneous song that's going to be lifted up to him shall continuously be in my mouth. I went through the house one time and I you are so beautiful to me. I sing into the Lord. I said, you are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hoped for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. A Tehillah. It's coming. It's just coming out. Just coming out. It benefits God's people. Sing for joy to the Lord, O you righteous ones. This is in Psalm 33:1. And Tehillah, praise, will make you beautiful. Praise, the Tehillah will cause you to be beautiful. Ooh. To give him honor. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's in Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name and make his Tehillah glorious. Make the very spontaneous song that comes out of you the song of the Spirit, the song that's with the Spirit, the song that is spontaneous, and it's very boastful publicly. The boast of God. Do you boast of God? Now, I'm afraid to make somebody mad. Don't deprive them of the truth. This is the one that teaches the next generation. It says, showing the generation to come to Tehillah, to come to the praises. Why? Because you're teaching another generation, you'll be able to sing not from script, you'll be singing from your heart. The generation needs to hear that coming up out of you. Your children need to hear you not just sing songs they need to be able to say, Mom, Dad, what is that song you're singing? That's just coming out of my heart. Tehillah. Yes, he says that's where he dwells. In this passage, it talks about not just that's where he lives, but that's where he manifests in your midst. That's when he reveals that he's with you. That's the reason that he went out and set ambushes and routed the enemy. Why? He manifested, this is where I live. When I hear the Tehillah of my people, I'm coming. I'm going to manifest who I am. I'm going to show up and show out. That's the reason we need to learn how to praise him. And here's the last one is Zamar. It means to touch the strings, to play the instruments, and to sing, and to play instruments, and to dance again. The Zamar is to be able to put all the stuff together. Well, you see the instruments, you see all the instruments. They are in the midst of, they're not just playing the instrument. They are in Zamar. Why? They're in their praise element. They're not in, watch this, they're not in a performance element. They're in a praise element. Why? Because this is the Zamar. It is the Zamar that we're bringing the instruments together to be able to hit the instruments, to play the instruments, to be able to release the songs and to sing, to Zamar, to praise. That's the reason part of our praise is our singing. Zamar. Sing praises, Zamar to God. Psalm 47 says, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is our King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. All of those are Zamar. Just keep on doing it. That one verse says, just keep on doing it. Keep on singing. That's part of your praise. Shout joyfully. There's your Shabbat. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all ye earth. Break forth in song. Break forth in song and rejoice with singing, with Zamar. That's the praises of God. So next time you say, I just want to praise God, ask somebody, which one? I'm all in. Which one you want to do? I mean, where are we going? See, all of that is of God. To begin to push any of that away is to push God away. Be open. Be free. Allow the freedom of worship. Allow the freedom of praise to happen in your midst. To be able to do it. To be able to give him praise who is worthy of all of our praise. Okay, team, come on up real quick. It's 20 minutes after y'all have endured this. I hope you got something out of it. I really did. We're going to get that song. This song here, and we're going to go after this song. Thank you so much for your time. I know I went over, but I had to get this thing out of me. Did you learn anything? That song about the lungs. Yeah. I want you to do that one. Yeah. When you see this and hear this, remember this. In my DNA is God. God's name is in my body. But not just that, his life is in my soul, is in my spirit. I'm alive because of him. You guys ready? This will be the ending of this session.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are you, Lord. You give life, you give life. Bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord.
It's your breath.
It's your
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.